The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Time to wake up. Folks, it's time to wake up. Please consider with me the concept of the phrase to wake up as it relates to the Christian life. Other words for that include awaken, to arise and shine, arise, get up and get going, to come alive. Many of us look back on our spiritual birthday as when we woke up to the reality of the gospel. Here's a case where the jailer literally got a wake-up call and got saved. Acts 16. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Romans 3, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And we wake up each day to the reality that all of our sins are forgiven. Psalm 103. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." Ephesians 2. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." 2 Corinthians 5. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." One awesome wake-up call we will experience is from death here to heaven, waking up in heaven, unless, of course, that Christ returns before this body dies. 2 Corinthians 5, "Being therefore always of good courage, and knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and are willing rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord." 1 John 5, "These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." The Great Commission is a wake-up call to not be selfish, but to share the good news of the gospel. Matthew 28. Jesus came and told His disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." Wake up. Watch for opportunities to edify other believers and to share the good news. Romans 14. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." 1 Thessalonians 5. "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do." We not only need to wake up, but also to stay frosty, military slang for being alert and ready for action without letting fear or other emotions getting in the way. Another way of saying we should be watching for what is going on around us spiritually is to be vigilant. 1 Peter 5. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, help us to wake up to what you have done and continue to do in and through us.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.